Hey, thank you for listening to my podcast. Now, if you're looking for help scaling your e-commerce business or advertising campaigns on Facebook and other platforms, then I want to invite you for a free strategy session. We help entrepreneurs scale from six figures to seven figures and even to eight figures with their e-commerce businesses. So if that's what you're looking for, then I want to invite you. There should be a link somewhere here so you can apply for a free strategy call and we'll see how we can help you out.
Hello guys, Alex Ferto here. Today we have Yamil with us. Thank you for joining me. He's doing good numbers with Pinterest, doing general store on Pinterest, which is very, very interesting for me. And I think for everyone who's, you know, might be like tired with Facebook. And the other thing you do is you do cash and delivery, right?
Yeah, I do cash and delivery, yeah.
Cool. And so Yamil is our client in e-commerce scaling secrets program, sharing a lot of great insights with guys. So yeah, I want to get him in and just figure out like what works right now on Pinterest, what works with like cash and delivery markets, some of these strategies and insights that he's using. So yeah, man, thank you for joining me.
Yeah, no, thank you for taking me in.
Oh man, so Pinterest, right? Like, so when you started with Pinterest ads?
I started with Pinterest ads on October last year, actually, like with doing a bunch of like trial and error, you know? Yeah, I mean, I get to low numbers. I mean, I was making between 500 to 600 a day on Pinterest, but I mean, it was very inconsistent. I had days doing 600 and days doing 200. So some days I will make like maybe $100 and some days I will lose $100, you know? So I mean, that's like how it all started, you know?
That's interesting. When did you start actually getting like traction and like when did you start like figuring it out?
I started figuring it out on January this year, like when I started testing more products, you know, on one of my stores, I had like two products and I was like, okay, I'm doing this for a while. I'm testing that. So I started to launch. I mean, I launched 10 products on week one and then 5 products more the next week. And then I just like leave it like run, you know, so you to optimize for 10 or 10 days. I figure out like, I mean, you could already see the data. Some products were performing, some products weren't. So you just like stop the things that are not performing and keep the things that are performing. And I mean, that was it, you know, like, I finished testing everything by the end of February and I started testing more products on March. And my revenue was, this store made like 3,000 in February, 10,000 in March. Then April, we made 45 to 50,000. And then in May, we were at 80,000 already. So that's like how the growth went. It's actually a lot slower than Facebook, but you don't have the bands, you don't have like to deal with all the things, you know.
That's awesome. So during that like process of kind of like scaling on Pinterest, what do you think got you the biggest traction, the biggest like growth?
The biggest traction, I got it from testing a bunch of products, you know, like my growth was very, very slow. Until I started testing a bunch of products, like all at the same time, you know, and a lot of different products from different niches. I mean, everything I see that could be sold, you know, I started testing everything. That actually, that is the thing that made the difference between going from 10K a month to 80K a month, you know.
So basically just like increasing the ratio of like products that you've been testing, that helped you the most?
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much everything, you know, with Pinterest, because like the rest of things, I mean, I've tried different creatives, different sizes of videos, you know, different ad copies, different targeting settings. And I mean, for me, it was more a thing about like just testing more products, you know, like, and when I find a product that works, I start testing with this product that works, new creatives.
That's awesome. So after, let's say, so how much do you typically spend per like product to test the product?
Usually I spend $100 a day per product.
So you said you spend $100 per day to test the product. Is that like $100 and you decide the product is a winner or no, and you move on to the next product or no?
What I've been doing, it's like, I mean, let's say you publish five products on one single day, every product with 5,000, with 100 a day, and you let it run. You know, on Pinterest, you need to be very patient. You know, like, it's not on Facebook that you can make decisions on day three and start scaling or kill the product. You know, on Pinterest, you need to wait at least, I would say, 7 days. You know, that's what worked for me. You know, at least 7 days. If after 7 days your product is not profitable, then you can decide to kill it. You need to also have a little bit of intuition here. You know, sometimes you can make some tweaks to the product depending on how bad it is, make it work. But if the ROAS is too bad, then just kill it, you know? And yeah, that's pretty much it. You know, you have to be very, very patient, you know? And to be honest, you need more budget than on Facebook to make this work, you know?
So you would say, okay, so you would say like you need more budget on Pinterest. I mean, we spend on Pinterest like maybe $1,000, $2,000 a day, like not a lot, just mostly for like retargeting, but we've done very well like in 2020. And then since then, you know, we just switched back to the Facebook. I didn't even know like that it's still kind of like a good model to like utilize Pinterest, you know, with general stores and those type of things. All right. So in terms of the products that you test, how do you typically like research them?
Usually I try to look for other stores that are already selling on Pinterest. You can tell it because you can, I mean, when you search like different keywords on Pinterest, let's say you search for something like, I don't know, beauty, you start scrolling down and you'll start seeing promoted ads. I would look at these promoted ads and see which stores have a lot of traction. I mean, you can go click on the store and see if they have like 10 million plus monthly viewers. Uh-huh. Usually I only make decisions for products to test when I'm seeing big stores like advertising them. And that's how I make a list of a bunch of products and I start like digging them a little bit deeper, you know, on terms of if I think it will work or not, and seeing reviews of what people say and everything, you know. So then I'll just test them.
So you would like the total spend for you to test the product would be like how much, $100 or more?
To finish testing the product, I will wait with $100 a day. I will usually wait 7 days. It most likely spends around $350 per product. Mm-hmm. Around that. Yeah, I usually try to keep them the longest possible. You know, I don't like to switch them off too quickly, at least on Pinterest and Facebook, I would. I mean, yeah, around 350, sometimes I will keep it running a bit longer, you know, but it's not necessary to wait that long, you know, I just sometimes like to keep it a little bit longer.
Cool. So what do you think, like, so those people that you said you modeling, like 10 million views they have on their Pinterest page, do you see them, for example, mm-hmm. testing a lot more products than you? Like, how many products do you think they're testing per day?
Yeah, I mean, I've seen those. Like, when you go and see these Pinterest stores on Pinterest, you'll see that they have a bunch of pins with products, like, from lots of different niches. You'll see, like, they're in the car niches, in the beauty niches, in the gardening, a bunch of different niches, you know, and they will test for everything. Once you start following these stores, you're gonna start seeing all their ads, and you'll see that they have ads for every niche, you know.
Is that all like functioning on the same like Pinterest tag, like Pinterest Pixel, or you have like different ones for different niches?
No, one tag, one ad account, one of all to test all the products.
Nice. So where do you see this thing? Like, you want to like increase, like how many products do you test, or you want to do like more like, let's say, the product that's already been doing well and you want to just brand it? How do you want to do it moving forward?
What I'm doing right now, I mean, to be honest with you, the first products I tested, I didn't see any like much potential on them to brand them. I just found one that it's working good for me and it's a thing that I kind of like want to brand. The first thing I'm doing right now, I'm testing this product on Facebook. So my ads on Facebook are going to start running tomorrow, and I'll see how it goes on Facebook. From then on, when I have it running good on Pinterest and on Facebook, I will make a new store branding, you know, and all that stuff. Yeah, I mean, I don't want to brand it unless I'm pretty sure it works on Facebook also.
So how is Facebook? So the reason you got on Pinterest was because of the Facebook issues?
Yeah, that's true. Like, after having my accounts banned, my personal profile, like, restricted and everything, like, before knowing that there were like options around that, you know, like, I didn't know I had options, you know, when I had everything restricted. So I just started doing Pinterest as an alternative way. Then I found out about all these ways around with Facebook within your program. But yeah, I mean, I started testing Pinterest like because of all the issues having with Facebook, you know, it's can be a pain in the ass sometimes. That's and awesome. I didn't even find it like better, because one thing that I'm doing right now is like I test all my products on Pinterest, since I know I'm not gonna get like banned for everything. And once you test everything in Pinterest, you'll see like if the products you're testing are products that will give you trouble or not. You know, you'll see like people emailing you about a product that isn't like performing so good in terms of quality, and you'll see emails of people telling you, hey, I use this program, I love it. So now you can take these products that people love and take them to Facebook without worrying about like feedback scores due to quality, you know? I mean, that's like kind of what I'm doing right now. Yeah. Yeah. That's so awesome. If I test it right now on Facebook, I know this product won't give me any quality issues. So yeah, that's.
Wow, that's awesome. So in terms of the kind of like structuring this like whole process, do you have like a team? Do you have someone who's helping you, or you do everything by yourself?
I'm starting to gather a team. I mean, I have my VA right now with doing all the customer service.
Did you connect with Santiago? Like, he's from Argentina.
No, I haven't connected with him.
Oh man, like, let me introduce you guys. Yeah, because he has, I think last time he shared, he has a good team, like locally, like mm-hmm. good people, and also like very like inexpensively, he hires them. So yeah, I think you guys can share a lot of stuff with each other. How was like, so since you, so April, you got 70, May, you got like 80. So what happened, for example, did you have like any holds, any reserves, like with payment processors, since you're not like living in the United States?
No, I already like been through all that process, you know, like, I mean, I imagine you've already gone through all of that, you know, like I have a partner. I mean, the easiest way I found is to have a partner in US with a social security.
Oh, okay.
It was a relative familiar. So I told him, hey, I'm going to give you 5% in exchange of your social. And when you have a social security, like life is way more easy, right?
Yeah, for sure. So that was basically your solution for this issue, right?
Yeah, for US, actually, yeah, yeah. In Peru, you don't need that, so.
That's awesome. Oh, so you're from Peru. I thought you're from Chile. Is it Chile? Is another country, right?
Chile. No, I'm from Peru.
Oh, okay. That's awesome, man. I know actually pretty good, like, no, they're from Uruguay, Shapermint guys. I mean, they're doing like very, very big volume. Those are like guys that are like affiliate marketers, but they're on like Shapermint now, like they're very big brands, but they're from Uruguay. Cool. So in terms of the like structure for the business, like, so you test these products on a daily basis, then how many creatives do you typically test for each product?
Depends. I test between 1 and 4 creatives. After that, I keep adding more, like if needed, you know. Some products I start in with only 1 creative, but I usually prefer to do from 2 to 4 creatives. I mean, the more the better. I try to not start with more than 4 creatives. I found it like, I don't know, like if Pinterest gets confused, I don't really know, you know, but when I test with more than 4, like 5, 6, 7 creatives, like my performance isn't that good. I don't know if it's just coincidence or not, but I always start now with 2 to 4 creatives, and then I keep adding more if needed.
That's awesome. So you editing that content by yourself, or you someone helping you?
I have someone helping me, but just for, I mean, a couple of weeks ago, I started training this person to help me with the creatives, you know, because it's a lot of work, you know, like, so yeah. I mean, I just started building a team, like, let's say 3 weeks ago, something around that. So yeah, don't have like a well-established team so far yet, but I'm working on it.
That's awesome. And so your other business, which is the cash and delivery business. So which business mm-hmm. takes more of your attention and energy? This one with like US market, or the one with cash and delivery locally?
To be honest with you, the one in US, I give more attention to this one because it gives me the most revenue and profits. Because like I've scaled it for longer, you know, and it's doing good right now. What I did in Peru, because I started the thing here in Peru after like starting to get good numbers on Pinterest. So what I did here is I found a partner here. I told him to go like 50-50 and that he will manage all the logistics for me. I mean, I will only take care of running ads, and that's it. and he will take care of everything, all the logistics, like the cash and delivery, everything. And every 2 weeks, we will like have a meeting, see how the numbers are, and I mean, split the profits, you know. Cool. I mean, yeah, I mean, if I wanted to do it alone here in Peru, I wouldn't be able to. I mean, I don't have like that much time, you know, like it takes a lot of time to build the logistics here.
Is that could that be scaled? Like, how big is that market? Like, how big is the potential of that market?
The good thing on this market is that, how can I tell you? Like, I've tested 6 products so far, and from these 6 products, 5 were winners. It's like, I don't know. I'm just testing whatever is working for me in US, or even I've tested things that are not working for me in US, but I test them here, and the sales are like super high. You know, like it's crazy. That, like testing 6 products and 5 winners. You know.
You said your return on ad spend is like 5 or 6?
Yeah, 5 or 6 ROAS, yes. I mean, yesterday, for example, I spent $1,000 in my currency, that would be like $300, and I made in return like $5,600. You know, with $1,000, I made $506,000. So yeah, that would be like $5,000 would be like 1.2K, approximately, no, 1.5K approximately in US dollars, something around that. Yeah, so yeah, I mean, it's pretty good. Now, there's a thing here that there is always, when you sell on with cash and delivery, some orders will never be like delivered, you know, people will not answer or things like that. I mean, that should be inside your costs, you know. So yeah, I mean, that's a thing to keep in mind, you know. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, if you want to scale, like I met a guy actually from Tunis also who is inside the program too. Like Faxel is his name. I think talking with him, like we were, yeah, like we've been skating like kind of together, like he in Tunis and me here. Like I shared with him my winners, he shared with me his winners. So
that's awesome.
I mean, that made it a little bit more easy, you know. So
that's awesome.
So yeah, I mean, we both have general stores in our countries, because with one product, like, I mean, the market gap is really like the amount of people is a lot less than in US. So we just have general stores with a bunch of products under one ad account. And yeah, I mean, like with this, a bunch of stuff there, you know, I mean, if I haven't scaled further, it's because my logistics can't handle more volume right now. So we're working on fixing the logistics to then scale more. Until we break the logistics, and then we fix it and scale more, and that's what we've been doing the last 3 months, you know.
Wow, that's awesome. And so what are the profit margins for you currently with that like cash on delivery model?
After all expenses, it's around 24%, 24 to 25%. I mean, we can make it bigger, like reducing our costs, but I mean, sometimes when you scale too far a logistics business, yeah, you end up hiring people that maybe you shouldn't be hiring so many people, you know. So it's we are fixing this thing right now. Like, I mean, making our process a lot more efficient, so we don't need that many people, and we can increase our profits. So I mean, it's all about logistics actually here, you know. Like, well, actually keep good track in your Facebook ads. You know, you don't wanna lose money there.
How has been, is tracking has been affected for you as well, like in your like local market?
No, actually I haven't experienced any issues. I mean, maybe it's because our funnel is different. We don't go through the add to cart and then checkout and payment thing and everything. We just have a pop-up where people will like put all their information, one click, and that's it. Yeah, I mean, it's working. I mean, if I have like 100 orders a day, I will see on Facebook maybe 95, 96. So it's not like something that one, I mean, it's not a big deal, you know.
Awesome. So do you see like other people kind of like advertising on Pinterest? Do you see like any lessons that you think would be taken from how they advertise and how they could advertise better?
Telling some lessons on what you do with Pinterest?
Yeah, like so when you see other people ads on Pinterest, right? Like, what do you think are the main lessons kind of like about the advertising, or what could be done like better?
Okay, so when I see other people advertising on Pinterest, I mean, the first thing, the most important one I would say is having patience, you know. Like, other people want to get results very fast on Pinterest, thinking that it is like Facebook, you know, and they will give up on day 4 or 5, you know, and you have to wait longer, you know. Sometimes I had products that started performing on day 10, you know, after spending $800, it starts performing, you know. So that's one of the main things to keep in mind, you know.
So sometimes you would start testing products and they wouldn't like it would take like so much time for them to start like performing.
Yeah, that's right. Or it will like, actually, when you know it's a, you cannot like know if it's gonna work around the way, because you have like days with spikes of good sales and days that are gonna be bad. When it's a bad product, it's like bad every day, you know? But a winning product usually has spikes. It gets stable at around day 7 or day 10, you know? So you gotta be patient and keep feeding it with money, you know?
Wow.
It takes a lot more money and time to optimize on Facebook, but it's more stable, you know?
So let's say once you make your best performing products, how much in revenue they have generated?
To be honest with you, I haven't started scaling them, like scaling budgets of each like product, you know? I just make my volume with a bunch of products. So yeah, I mean, like the most I've spent on a single day in one product is around $300. And my ROAS will be around 3x, 3.2x, something like that.
So $300 per product, that the max that you have spent on any single product?
On one single product, yeah. Yeah, it's very low actually, yeah, but...
Like $300, like total, like that's it? Like that's total like spend?
Yeah, haven't scaled it further. I mean, not that I have.
So how many, like you've tested what, like hundreds of products already?
So far, most likely I've tested around 25, 30 products, and I'm running right now 10 products. I'm still running some products that doesn't perform, but what I do when it doesn't perform, but it's like kind of like performing or not, I will lower the budget to $25 a day and I will just leave it there. Sometimes at $25 a day, the product performs, you know, and well, I prefer to have it at $25 performing than not having it, you know? So right now I have like 4 products that are winners. All of them are around between like $250 to $300 in ad spend a day. That's pretty much it. I haven't scaled it them because what I found, kind of like some of these products get their ads rejected like kind of like constantly. So I've noticed that the more I scale the product, the more chances for it to be rejected, like for the ad to be rejected is, you know. So it's kind of like, if I haven't scaled them further, it's more likely because like kind of, I can maybe kind of like scared of it to be rejected, to have the ad rejected, you know, so.
I see.
Yeah, it's more about that than not being able to scale.
Do you sell like a lot in like house and beauty space? So what's the reason they could be rejected?
Yeah, those are house and beauty. Yeah, so.
Uh-huh, I see.
Yeah, they get large.
We've done well there, like in house and beauty last year. I mean, in total, we've generated a few million dollars like with Pinterest, but then like it started to get rejected too often. And then it would simply like be, you know, whenever you launch the ads, they get rejected right away. Do you see a lot of that on your side as well?
Yeah, I'm seeing a lot of ads rejected. So, I mean, gladly my account doesn't get banned, you know, but
yeah.
But yeah, there are a lot of ads rejected. And sometimes they reject ads that really they don't have like any reason to be rejected, you know. I usually appeal and they will like open, my ad will be like again up and running. But yeah, I mean, if I haven't scaled that further per product, is because if I see a product that is performing really good, and my ads get rejected for this product, I won't like keep raising the budget there. You know, I will just like keep it running there and just like ride the wave of that product. You know, and start testing more products. So yeah, that's what I'm doing.
I see. So the more kind of like you push it, the more it gets like kind of like rejected, and Pinterest like figures out that.
Yeah, I have a product, for example, that every time I push it like above $100 a day, I get my ads rejected. I also have another ad group for that specific product that it's $25 a day, and it's been running with the same video that I get rejected. I had budget. It's been running like smoothly for around 3 months so far and never got rejected. So it's weird, you know, like if I put that video and another ad group gets reacted right away, like, but there it's running smoothly, like, and it's a video that if you see, it's like it should be rejected, you know, like I know it should be rejected, you know.
So how do you typically, like, you typically go with like lower budgets, automatic bidding, like how do you typically test, how do you typically run your ads?
I usually Yeah, usually test with $100 a day with a target cap. I will put a target cap like around $20 per product, test it like that.
Okay. You know? So you wouldn't do the automatic bit, you would do manual still? You would do manual?
Yeah, bit? I do manual. I also do automatic, but I only do automatic for scaling, because the good thing when you test a product with target cost is that it will protect your budget, you know? So if you're with $100 a day and you test like 5 to 10 products a day, if you don't have a target cap, it will like spend the whole budget and you will lose a lot of money. So I use it to test for to protect me. And when I want to scale, sometimes I would use like automatic bidding, because it will spend the whole budget every day. But yeah, I mean, that's how what's working for me, you know?
Cool. Awesome. And so what do you think, like, if you had a choice, right? Do you want to do like cash on delivery in your market and maximize that model, or do you want to go, like, for example, US market and like see what you can squeeze out of that and just scale there?
That's a good question, actually. Like, I've been thinking that a lot. I would most likely go to the US market to build a brand, you know, because, like, I mean, you can sell a brand at $10 million in US, you know, but having someone to pay that for a brand here in Peru, like, it's like it's pretty hard, you know. Yeah, I mean, I would most likely go to US and start branding there and selling there. But if you tell me, I mean, if someone wants to start, you know, I would definitely 100% recommend to start in their own country, you know, like here. If you want to start that business here in Peru, it's like 100 times easier than in US, you know. It's like going to the NBA finals if you want to start in US, you know, and you're an amateur here in Peru, you know. So, yeah, I mean, it's a lot easier to start here.
And like,
or whatever country in Latin America you are, right?
In terms of like hiring people, like, do you see like you could hire some good people for like relatively inexpensive in Peru?
Yeah. Here I can find like, yeah, I mean, if you want an average number, like the minimum wage here, it's around $240 a month.
Wow.
So, yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's a lot cheaper to hire here in Peru than in US.
In terms of you said that previously you've had some issues like with PayPal and with Stripe and with all of those things. So what happened? What happened to you before?
With PayPal, I had a hold once. I fixed it like with the tracking numbers, like sending the tracking numbers to PayPal. It got fixed, actually. The other question was...
Yeah, so...
I've had issues like that with PayPal. With payment providers, no. The only issues I've had with payment providers is like before getting like partnered with my US like business partner. Yeah, I had issues there before that, because like, I mean, I wasn't able to use Shopify payments and my Stripe account wasn't being accepted. Also, by that time, I didn't know how to set up properly my Stripe account. If I do it right now, I would know how to and will be accepted. You know, I won't have any issues. I know that, because I've helped people so far, like being accepted by Stripe, you know, and they're running good. Yeah, I mean, when I was starting, didn't know so much about this subject. So, yeah, I mean, had some issues with payment providers and with PayPal, the thing with the tracking only.
In terms of like your, let's say, Peru and some other countries in Latin America, I mean, Brazil is a massive market, right? But on top of, let's say, Brazil, do you see like the opportunities in any of those markets to kind of like do the cash on delivery and do like good numbers?
Yes, definitely. I mean, the thing is that in these countries, the competition isn't that hard as in US. So you can always sell things in these countries and do good, you know. Like, the good thing we have here in Peru, like, I imagine it's the same in other Latin American countries. Couldn't be like 100% sure, but I can source products directly from importers here. Like, there are like big importers who will bring all these dropshipping supplies, products, and sell them here at really low prices, you know. It will be even cheaper than buying them from AliExpress. Or if I want to import them directly, it is cheaper to buy them here, because they already bring like full containers, you know. Yeah, I mean, I can get the product, sort the product here. I will test the product. If it sells, I will go buy it here, like, and I mean, 40 minutes away from my home, and start like sending them to people, you know.
Why they don't sell them like by themselves, these people that bring them in? The importers, especially.
I don't know. Maybe they do. Maybe they do, but most likely I mean, there are some places here called the Centro de Lima, for example. It's like the center of the city where they will sell everything in bulk, you know. So they will be able to sell the full container in a couple of weeks there, you know. So, I mean, maybe they don't have any interest on selling one by one, you know.
Oh, I see.
They just don't know how to, you know. I mean, it's very hard to find people here in Peru who actually knows how to properly do e-commerce.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah.
Because, you know, as you know, we have a lot of clients in e-commerce scaling secrets, right? And mm-hmm. a lot of guys are in markets where you would just like, hey, I mean, this is like, there's like amazing market, in, you know, where you live, right? Like, why you don't sell there? So mm-hmm. I think this is a great example of how to take advantage of that, like, of those like smaller markets. I mean, obviously you can do like 8 or 9 figures like in those markets. But at least, you know, getting that like initial like momentum, initial capital mm-hmm. that you can later, you know, reinvest back.
Yeah, definitely.
And get into bigger markets. Mm-hmm. Cool, my man. Yeah. Thank you so much for joining me. I took a lot of notes. So for Pinterest, you like one of the main insights that I've learned is that like Pinterest is learning a lot slower than Facebook, right? You would say that?
Mm-hmm.
Like that the learning process is a lot slower.
Yes,
you have 100%. To. You have to be ready to like invest in buying that data. Cool. All right, my man. Thank you so much for joining me, guys. If you have like any questions for Emil, please drop them below. If you know, maybe if you have a minute, like maybe you help some guys out, connect with you know some other people from us.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, one thing with Pinterest. One thing with Pinterest that people always ask me is that if they can use it in their countries, and no, you know, it's limited to US, Europe, Canada, and Mexico. So, I mean, you can only send like ads to those countries, you know. You can send ads in Pinterest to Peru, for example. Yeah.
I see. Yeah, I think I will roll it out like eventually, but like not mm-hmm. yet. Yeah. Cool, my man. Thank you so much for joining me. And,
thank you. Thank you very much for taking me in.
Yeah. Thank you, everyone.
Okay.
Thank you.
Hey, thank you for listening to my podcast. Now, if you're looking for help scaling your e-commerce business or advertising campaigns on Facebook and other platforms, then I want to invite you for a free strategy session. We help entrepreneurs scale from 6 figures to 7 figures and even to 8 figures with their e-commerce businesses. So if that's what you're looking for, then I want to invite you. There should be a link somewhere here so you can apply for a free strategy call and we'll see how we can help you out.